All right, everybody, here we are. Monday motivation, 3 easy steps to kick weight loss in the ass. And today we are going to be talking about ending your day proud. I just think this is one of the most important topics that we can talk about because, as I've been telling you, I want you to be able to challenge yourself in a way that doesn't defeat yourself. And in order to do that, you have to be But before you're willing to challenge yourself, you have to have a safe landing place with yourself, which says, when I do new things, whether I do it right or need to learn my lesson, I am very willing to have compassion for myself. I am very willing to celebrate myself. Like, I am on a mission to start talking to myself in such a way that the journey gets better and better and better. And it's not contingent on my weight loss. Now, this is not to say you won't lose weight, but people who are really focused on making the journey enjoyable by changing how they speak to themselves, being realistic, doing doable things, dismissing not good enough thoughts, watching out for unnecessary suffering, guess what? So much easier to lose weight. Because they don't have so many burdensome thoughts on themselves, putting so much pressure on themselves. We get so used to dieting through punishment that when you finally get to lose some weight in a way where you're like, holy shit, like talking nice to myself, that's some good stuff. Like, I actually do better when I'm nicer to myself. Everything changes. So, one of the things in order to end your day proud is to learn how to use what's called the golden hour better. So the golden hour is going to be, for me, I have two of them. I have one in the morning where it's when I first wake up and I have some coffee. Once my brain wakes up, I have this opportunity where I'm not really thinking shit about myself. It is so much easier to believe in myself. And when I believe in myself, I can make better plans for myself for the day. So I don't use Facebook and I don't use social media and I don't check my email during this time of day. I call it like that's the time of day that if my brain has the least amount of resistance to the future version of me, then I want to use that part of my brain to plan for my day. So that the rest of the day, I'm not sitting there looking at the plan as unfeasible. I'm sitting there thinking, the version of me that truly believes in me, the version of me that doesn't have a lot of its like nasty ass self-talk, she spoke to me today and she said, hey, think these things. Hey, eat these things. Hey, I've thought about your day and I've thought about your future and I've crafted a plan that blends them for you. The other golden hour is at night before bed. And a lot of people need to use that golden hour better. This is where you're going to put your brain to work on like a problem or something that you want to unwind while you sleep. So the first golden hour is, and it doesn't mean it's an hour. It might be 5 minutes for you. But the first one is, where is that part of the morning where my resistance is down, where the version of me that wants to win, the version of me that thinks that there's a possibility, the version of me that is opening the door to belief is willing to say, hey, what if we just think these things today? What if you just try to eat one less piece of fried catfish tonight? Like, let her do the planning. So then the second golden hour is at night, and this is where you're going to end your day with pride. So it's really important before bed that you understand the power of your brain while you're sleeping. A lot of people misuse that last little bit of the evening about scrolling their phone and looking at shit that other people are doing and comparing themselves to everybody else's life, following accounts. Like, y'all ain't but cleaned out your newsfeed in a long time, and you got a lot of people whining or a lot of people just creating a faux perfect life. This is not what we want to put our brains to work on before we go to bed. You know what you want to put your brain to work on before you go to bed? Your hopes and your dreams.
problems that you want to solve for your life. So one of the best ways to do it is to use your planner. It is to answer the assessment questions. The assessment questions are designed in your 24-hour planner in order to help you tee your brain up around your worthiness, around what's right about you. This is what you want to be going to bed with, not with what's right about the rest of the world, not with what's wrong about the rest of the world, but what is right about you. This does not take an hour. This only takes a few minutes. But while you're sleeping, your subconscious goes to work on solving the things you've allowed to your brain to ask you all day long. If you've been sitting around thinking about, why am I such a fuck up? And, you know, why don't I have a car like Uncle Bo Cephas? Whatever it is. Guess what? When you're sleeping, your brain will go to work on that crap. So we want to make sure your brain is going to work on what we need. So we want to make sure that before we go to bed, that we say one thing that's right about us before we go to sleep. We want to think about one thing that went well, that we did good today. One thing that was a little bit better than yesterday. We want it to go to bed resting with pride, not resting with anxiety about the next day. And then the last thing about the golden hour and the nighttime version of it is before bed, ask your brain to solve a useful problem, not just a problem, but a useful problem. So have it say, like, all right, while I'm sleeping, I would love to work on how can I wait for hunger? Let's say that that's not been easy for you. So rather than going to bed going like, why can't I be one of those people that waits for hunger? Well, your brain will go to work on it. It will answer with all of your shitty self-loathing, self-sabotaging thoughts. But if you can be like, all right, brain, here's what I want to do. Tonight while I sleep, I want to think about how can I successfully wait for hunger tomorrow? Or how can I catch myself doing good things throughout the day? Because maybe you're a perfectionist. Maybe you're somebody who typically doesn't. And you need to get better at it in order for your weight loss to speed up. Maybe you've like identified one of the things that's really slowing me down in weight loss is I notice I never think I'm doing anything right. I'm always living in fear that I'm doing it wrong. So even sometimes when I think I might have done it right, I doubt so hard that I end up fucking eating. But I didn't have to. So you ask your brain, how can I catch myself doing good things? It's important that you realize your brain is your most powerful weight loss tool. The way that you direct it, the amount of writing that you're willing to do, the amount of listening and being self-aware of what goes on inside your brain, and then taking that awareness and being like, all right, I don't want to judge it, but what I do want to do is ask myself, is this useful thinking? If it's not, what could I be thinking instead? What are the other options that I can pivot to in these moments when I start thinking this? When you do that, you start realizing, damn, the only weight loss tool that I ever really needed to learn how to harness and manage was my brain. It was not calories. It was not macros. It was not memorizing good food and bad food list. It was not the amount of hours that I spent in the gym. It was always the amount of hours I spent listening to my brain and then teaching it how to believe in me, teaching it how to think the best possible scenarios for me, stopping my worrying, stopping my what ifs. So I would love for you to share in the Facebook group how you can love yourself down the scale. In what ways are you loving yourself down the scale? What does that sound like in your brain? What does that look like in your life? And as you share those things, do not forget to check the boxes inside of the No BS Weight Loss course. We are still raising the count on the goal getter gauge. And what counts is every person that goes to the website, nobswomen.com, pulls up the No BS Weight Loss course, looks at their boxes, and as they listen to lessons or watch lessons, if they check them complete, the gauge goes up. And so does every time you go to the Facebook group and use hashtag get it done or hashtag repeat. Hashtag get it done is for people who are finishing No BS for the first time. Hashtag repeat is for the people who are doing No BS Again, because every time you listen, you will learn and hear something in a way that your current mindset needs to hear it. All right, I'll see you in the next video.